Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Dave O'Brien from 99.5 The Mountain. If you are a history nerd like me, or science or travel, then you know Don Wildman from the Travel Channel. He has hosted a number of shows on that channel and has a brand new show out this month, and he's on the phone right now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
You are hosting a brand new show called Buried Worlds with Don Wildman on the Travel Channel. It debuts this Monday night, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, and then there's 7 episodes total over the summertime. You go to the far reaches of the earth to kind of investigate the dark side of humanity, the underbelly. And when you get to those locations, you go even deeper into the woods, into the jungles, into the caves and caverns. What on earth possessed you to undertake this?
I was interested in the history of paranormal. I've been doing, you know, history shows forever. And I've been on Travel Channel since, I think, 2011. And I did a show called Mysteries at the Museum forever. And so when they talked about doing a new show, and I, you know, this is the before times. We were, you know, back in the fall when we could do this sort of thing, doing a sort of global adventure show. They wanted to do something that was more paranormal, and I said, okay, let me wrap myself around that. I've never seen a ghost in my life. I don't go hunting for ghosts. What would I do in this world? And so what we ended up finding out was, of course, there's a massive world of this that goes beyond the ghost shows that you see, the lockdowns and so forth, which is all very first person, on the spot kind of thing. This takes a little broader view. I get there. I am engaged with these people on the ground doing rituals, doing ghost hunts and so forth. But it's in the context of a broader storytelling about why these places have these histories. What are these curses and myths and legends that have contributed to life here, of layered history that has gone on for thousands of years? Here in America, you know, we live in a new house, basically, with, you know, very little maintenance, and the systems all work. But you get over to Eastern Europe and down Central America, and these places have been dealing with real struggles for a very long time. And many of these myths are indications as to where these struggles came from, and people looking for answers and triggers that they can throw that can be solutions to life. So it's a really interesting, not only paranormal, but also psychological, in certain cases, emotional experience for that's on camera. You know, people really looking for answers and clarity.
Now, your description of that show is the very reason why it really, really appeals to me, because I am by nature a skeptic. But at the same time, my family and I love going on ghost tours and things like that. We've done Charleston and Savannah, sure. The Stanley Hotel here in Colorado. And we went on a voodoo tour in New Orleans, which is why I was particularly interested in the episode that I've already seen of the show, the second episode, which is all about voodoo in Haiti and New Orleans. And it is fascinating. I always tell people the reason I go on these ghost tours and these kinds of things is to learn the broader story, the history, and not necessarily the paranormal.
Yeah, exactly. It's not unlike aliens and all the rest of it. It's another lens through which to look at history, and it inevitably lands you in an interesting story, an interesting place. My favorite part of doing the TV I do is what happens off camera. You know, a lot of what ends up in the show is a post-produced story. You know, we build a story that's interesting to watch and has tension and so forth that carries you through an hour. But when we shoot these shows, it takes days and days to get this stuff. So my experience as the host, which hopefully I bring to the camera as well, is off-camera relationships with these people that I work with. And so I can't tell you how often it happened that I was with these people in caves, and we've been shooting for a couple hours, and suddenly there's a need to take a break or whatever, and I have this moment, which you would think would be a very awkward thing. You know, here's a guy that makes his living hunting for ghosts and telling these stories. They also have regular jobs, by the way.
Yes. But, yeah, ghost hunting doesn't pay that well, it turns out.
No, but they are very passionate and very serious. And you would think at that time when the camera turns away, especially nowadays with so many ghost stories, that they would sort of shake it off and go, well, anyway, so what are we doing? That there would be cynicism involved. There's not. There's a real sense of immediacy about this and believability to what these people are doing. So I was that skeptic, able to say off camera, come on, are you serious? Are we talking to Hannah, you know, the ghost I remember in a cave in England, who was indicating her presence for this man through the lit eyes of the rag doll that he placed up on a ledge? And he would talk, you know, yes and no questions to her, and they were being answered through the things. Where is the secret button in your pocket? What's the secret here? It wasn't happening. He was having this experience. He was having the real medium feeling. The real medium experience was going on for him. And that happened time and again. Then you're in Haiti, you know, with Haitian voodoo priestesses and so forth. And that's a much deeper story than that goes, where you end up with the real marriage between the theology of Africa meeting the Native American tribes of those islands with the layer of the pressures of slavery on top of that, you know, for hundreds of years. And that's where voodoo comes from. And in Peru, you end up with the Inca tribes coming out and attacking all of these small tribes that were in the north, which is the story we tell there, and the sacrifices and so forth that had to be done. It's really fascinating, and it's part legend, part experience. Every show is an inverted triangle in which I go from broad to specific, and I'm ultimately engaged in the ritual.
Don Wildman's the host of Buried Worlds with Don Wildman, Travel Channel. It premieres on Monday night, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, and it's going to be on Monday nights. Of course, it's on many other times throughout the week. It'll be on demand as well. Now, one of the episodes that you guys go into the woods of Virginia, which is my home state. I grew up in Virginia.
Oh, whereabouts?
In Northern Virginia for the most part, but I lived in Charlottesville and Roanoke as well. Mm-hmm. Spent a lot of time on the Outer Banks and on Roanoke Island, which I understand your episode ties the woods of Virginia to the Lost Colony, and I'm really looking forward to that.
So you'll find this fascinating, as I did. There is a theory that we followed, which is that the Lost Colony did not go south, which is the accepted understanding, but rather went north to a more sensible place, which is where the trade winds, the winds would have gone, and there was a peninsula of land which Thomas Jefferson ended up building a very famous lighthouse that is there to this day, called Matthews County. And Matthews, Virginia is one of the hottest paranormal areas of the country, maybe the world. And why do they think that? Well, there are people who have the theory that that lost colony was slaughtered in the woods by Native American tribes back in those days. And there's this particular area which would have been the landing area for anybody who came in that place. And that's the area that the townspeople, for generations, have claimed to have had experiences. And I met with a bunch of them in a town meeting. There were probably 10 or 15 people that I met with. And they were all very respectable, very cool people. And it was like hearing, you know, it was like an AA meeting. You know, it was people telling their stories of, you know, that I saw a ghost when I was this age, or what I saw a ghost last week. Or they all had these experiences. Later that week, I'm not making this up, it truly happened. We shot on a Saturday, which was a couple days after that meeting, and I was dressing for a swamp. I was going to get in the swamp, so I was putting waders on. And I was by myself next to this very dense reed patch in this area that everybody was talking about. And I heard a human footfall going on, like somebody was walking very steadily through this particular part of the swamp. And there was no way that somebody could be in there. Like, it was so dense, they couldn't be making that rhythm of walking, but I could hear them. So I assumed at first that it was just a duck hunter, you know, because it was duck season. We'd seen a lot of guys around with guns, and it must have been that. And I thought nothing of it until a few minutes later when I realized there's a man with a gun about 6 feet away from me, and he's not saying anything. That's rude, first of all, but maybe a little dangerous. So I sort of poked my head in and looked around, and I kept hearing the sound of it, but I couldn't see the person. Later on, I kind of was doing a job. I wasn't thinking about this. Later on, I put it two and two together. That was a very similar experience to the ones that these people had told me about. So quite possibly, I finally saw a ghost. I don't know if it's true. I didn't see the apparition. I just heard it. and it was a strange experience.
You sold me on that episode because my in-laws used to live on Mobjack Bay in Matthews County. I have spent many hours and days and weeks in that area, which is also where Pocahontas and her father Powhatan were in that area too. So there's a lot of there's a deep history in that area of the world. Mm. We're talking to Don Wildman of Buried Worlds with Don Wildman on the Travel Channel Monday night, 10 o'clock Mountain Time. I mentioned I grew up in Northern Virginia, and that one of the reasons I loved Mysteries at the Museum, your long-running show on Travel Channel also, was spent a lot of time going to the Smithsonian as a child. And the thing I loved about the Smithsonian is what I loved about your show as well. You know, you go to a museum in a lot of areas and you might see like a mastodon bone that is representative of the area. But, you know, there's 20 other museums around the world that have mastodon bones or whatever. In the Smithsonian or in other museums in D.C., like Ford's Theater, for instance, you go and see the gun that killed Lincoln.
I know.
There's only one. You go to the American History Museum, there's the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
There's only one. And you did that with Mysteries at the Museum, found those one-of-a-kind items that really had a deep story to them.
I love that show. It's still on. It's a different version called Beyond the Unknown. It runs the same, you know, concurrently with Buried Worlds. That show was 24 seasons. We did 24 seasons of Mysteries at the Museum. And now in its 27th season as a new show, but still they're cherry-picking those stories for that show. The stories of history are tips of icebergs for me, and I feel that way when I pick up a big, thick book, which I'm doing a lot of these days. I'm researching a show on Lincoln because of Ford's Theater. I did that story in Ford's Theater, and I realized that there are things that we just take for granted that are accepted, iconic stories that we've heard so many times that we just kind of brush over them, Abraham Lincoln being one of them. You know, it's just like history is full of this stuff. And so you have to find different ways of looking at it. You can pick up books and just read. That's a good way to do it. But there's also ways to sort of poke into cultures that are unique. And paranormal, I found, is one of those, where you get into a place like Bulgaria and you learn about the place through the legends, through these experiences. And I was won by it, won over by it, because it was very visceral, very cool place. I've done so many stories in New Orleans. But when you go in from the paranormal angle to New Orleans, you learn all about the slavery, you learn all about the Spanish, the French, you know, it's just there's so many layers to draw from because you have to figure those stories out.
Well, if you need an errand boy or a production assistant on any upcoming episodes, let me know. I'd love to come along, although you do put yourself in some precarious situations. Were there ever times on Buried Worlds with Don Wildman where you were a little nervous for your safety or challenged in a way?
The season ends with a two-hour special in July that I was nervous about from September until December when we shot it in December. And I was nervous because where we were shooting had a very bad leishmaniasis problem, meaning flesh-eating bacteria. And I couldn't tell my wife that I was doing it. I couldn't really admit to this happening because I was really frightened that I would have some experience of that sort. And had we stayed, there's a way of doing this place that I was reassured about. Indeed, that turned out to be the case. You can avoid getting leishmaniasis if you do it. And so we emerge. I'm here to speak of it today because of that. But yeah, there were moments that made me distinctly nervous because being the host, you're supposed to have a foot in both camps. I'm both experiencing the production aspect of making television while keeping the viewer in mind and staying alive in that realm. And that's the fun part of the job, but it also makes you very distracted.
Yeah.
I have tripped and fallen many times. I used to do a show called Cities of the Underworld. It was the running joke how many cuts in my scalp I would have at the end of a show because I'd bump my head so many times on the pipes or wherever we were.
I was going to say, never mind not being able to tell your wife where you were going. I'm sure your doctor loves to hear about your adventures, too.
He likes the bill because I get a lot of shots.
You're keeping him in business. Buried Worlds with Don Wildman is on the Travel Channel. It's, again, 7 episodes. And, I mean, what a time to put out a new show like this when we're all still...
It's weird, isn't it?
When we're all still at home.
I will tell you, it's an uncomfortable reality we live in, and I was a little nervous about promoting a new show given the seriousness of our times.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, maybe the world needs a little escape.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, distraction also serves its purpose in these moments, and I think this is an excellent distraction, especially, again, for somebody like me who's interested in history, and I'm a bit skeptical, but like the paranormal stuff as well. So I'm very much looking forward to Buried Worlds with Don Wildman, Travel Channel, Monday nights at 10 Mountain Time, and then repeated throughout the weekend on demand. Great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.